Time is 8:07. Currently overcast skies at our downtown studios, corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street in Wausau. Temperature stands at 42 degrees. I'm Chad Holmes. It is the Monday edition of the Chad Holmes Show on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Got a full show on tap for you here today, coming up in about 25 minutes or so at the bottom of the hour. 8:33, we'll be joined by Dr. Gretel Stock. She is the University College Dean at UWSP and also the Dean overseeing the UWSP at Wausau campus. And of course, last week we saw some significant news when it came to two-year campuses in the state of Wisconsin. UW-Richland Center, which had gone from ending in-person teaching a year ago, has now announced it will be closing completely at the end of this year. Also last week, it was announced that UW-Oshkosh at Fond du Lac and UW-Milwaukee at Washington County will be ending in-person classes in June of 2024. So that is three UW two-year campuses that are either going away completely or going to end in-person classes. What does that mean for the University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point at Wausau? Where does UWSP at Wausau stand right now? And we will talk to Dr. Gretel Stock about that coming up at 8:33. Also coming up later in the program at 9:33 this morning, we'll be joined by Civic Media's Jimmy Cuska as we're going to talk about what happened in week one of the WIAA football playoffs. Last week was level one. The first round is completed, heading towards level two. Take a look at what happened. Take a look at whether or not the computerized seating is working in high school football, and more with Jimmy Cuska coming up at 9:33. We will have a complete look at your weather forecast for this week, and in fact it looks like it's going to be a very wet week. Not just this morning, we got some rain as I was coming into work earlier this morning. It looks like today will be chilly. It's going to warm up a little bit as we get into the work week, but then it's going to stay wet. It's going to be a lot of rain. We'll get all the details from our meteorologist Jennifer Vuchiski coming up at 9:06 this morning as well, here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Want to say again good morning to my producer over on the other side of the glass, Ian Welsh. Ian, first of all, good morning.
Good morning, Chad.
Well, you wrapped up your show, didn't you, this weekend?
Yes, we did. We finished Arsenic and Old Lace. We had really good audiences all three nights and really good reactions. A lot of positive feedback after the shows, and thankfully the strike didn't take very once we were out of there before 1 o'clock in the morning.
And for people who don't know what strike means, it's not mean you're hitting the picket lines. It means that that is the tear down of the set, correct?
Yeah, but that is a theater term that means that everything comes apart and gets taken back to the rehearsal buildings and put away again.
I always found that to be sort of, you know, bittersweet, because I mean it's so amazing that you start this production, you start the process, you go through week after week, sometimes it's 6 weeks, sometimes it's 7 weeks, whatever it may be, you go through the entire process, you build the set, and then immediately after the final show you bring it down. I mean there's no waiting around, there's no savoring it, you just tear it down right away and it's gone by the time you leave the theater on the day or night of the final performance.
Exactly.
But in the end, it turned out to be a very positive. And I know that's actually interesting because I know there were some worries about, you know, you're in a new venue for the production, wondering whether the people would come. It sounds like the people did come.
We actually did have a fair amount of people. I say we had, I don't know the exact number, but I think we had around 50 to 55 people each night.
And did you feel them? Did I don't know, when you were performing, did you feel the audience? Did you get the reaction from the audience? Did you?
Yeah, we got a lot of laughs from the audience. Well, they were definitely getting into it and having fun.
So now you get a chance to take a step back and take a deep breath after the big run-in, correct?
Yep.
Very good.
Well, a break for a couple months, and then I'll probably be auditioning for something else.
Well, that's good. I mean, that's always so much fun and so much, it's a great experience for everybody involved, and it's wonderful we have a group like that, and glad it turned out to be pretty well. It turned out very well.
A lot of fun.
Terrific. So again, when you have an opportunity, be involved. Be involved in whatever it may be. It could be, you know, it could be a theatrical production. It could be something else out there. There are plenty of opportunities to be involved here in Central Wisconsin. So many terrific ways of being involved with your fellow citizens and with the community at large. And if you're a fan of theater, I know there's a few high school productions coming up in the next few weeks as well. We'll talk about that as we continue here into the fall months. The time is 8:12. We're going to talk a little bit about what happened with the Packers and the Badgers this weekend. One great comeback, one comeback that came up short. We'll also set the stage for our discussion with the Dr. Griddlestock.
To talk about the Packer game. It was pretty rough.
we will talk about it briefly, but again, we will set the stage for Dr. Griddlestock. A very important conversation with all the issues going on at the UW two-year campuses, and of course, we got one right here in Wausau. The time is coming up on 8:13. I'm Chad Holmes on Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Chad Holmes Show on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. And on the Civic Media app, currently overcast skies, temperature stands at 42 degrees. The time is 8:16. Hopefully your Monday morning is off to a good start, and hopefully you had a great weekend. Quite a busy weekend sports-wise on Friday night, the start of the WIAA football playoffs. We'll talk a lot more about generally what happened around the state with Jimmy Cuska of Civic Media coming up at 9:33, but we had three games on Friday night here on Bull Falls Radio. Unfortunately, all three of our teams came up short. It looked for a while we're going to have at least two victors on Friday evening, as both Wausau West and Marathon had rather significant leads in the third quarter, but saw some very good football teams come charging back to end the Warriors and Red Raiders season. I was over in Stevens Point on Friday night. It was a great matchup between Wausau West and Stevens Point. Second time this season those teams faced off. Warriors came out very well. They led 17-7 at halftime. Then Jackson Nagoe ran 66 yards for a touchdown very early in the third quarter. It looked like the Warriors were on their way. But in the end, after the Warriors had that 24-7 lead, Stevens Point started to chip away, and ultimately scored a touchdown with under 2 minutes to go in the fourth quarter, took a 32-31 lead. Warriors got it just past midfield, but could not get any further, and the season came to a very heartbreaking end for Wausau West, 32-31 on Friday night. Still a very good season for the Warriors, 7 wins and 3 losses, but unfortunately you have that bad taste in your mouth where you had an opportunity against a Stevens Point team that's now won 9 games in a row. But in the end, a lot of credit to Spash for coming back against a very good Wausau West defense. The Warriors, again, played tough football on the road, gave themselves an opportunity to win, but boy, it was a thriller. It was a great playoff game. 32-31 Stevens Point over Wausau West. So Stevens Point moves on to take on Kimberly on Friday night in a level 2 game. The Marathon Red Raiders were trying to do something rather special. That was the game also heard here on Bow Falls Radio. The Red Raiders, the number 8 seed, which is the lowest seed in any of the brackets, they traveled to number 1 seeded Auburndale. And, boy, Marathon came out, and they took charge. They had a 18-0 lead at halftime. 18-0, again, a big advantage, but Auburndale, number 1 seed for a reason. They were able to chip away again and then ultimately score the game-winning touchdown in the fourth quarter and pull off a 21-18 victory. So, again, the Red Raiders gave it a great battle. First time in 6 years that Marathon had made the postseason playoffs, and they were hoping to make it last a little bit longer. But, again, a terrific effort for Marathon. Gave it all they could on the road against a number 1 seed, but 21-18 Auburndale with the win. And then it was the Newman Catholic Cardinals, and what incredible success that Newman Catholic has had on the gridiron in recent years. Newman had won the state championship in 2021 and 2022, got their way into the postseason, almost a little bit of a surprise. They had lost basically everybody from their state championship team of a year ago, but they were able to get better and better as the season went on. They won their final 3 regular season games to earn a spot in the playoffs, a number 4 seed. They took on the team that had been ranked number 1 in the state in the final polls from wisports.net, number 1 seeded Gilman, and Gilman was able to defeat the Cardinals, another game that we had here on Bow Falls Radio, by a score of 49-20 on Friday night. But again, it was still an outstanding campaign for this Newman team. As I said, they got better and better, and they were able to really build another foundation for perhaps another run towards some championship glory for Newman Catholic in 2024. So those 3 teams that we cover on a regular basis here on Bow Falls Radio, all coming up just a bit short on Friday, but it was another terrific season of covering high school football here on Bow Falls Radio. I've said it before, I will keep on saying it, we are so very proud to be the only Wausau radio station that still covers on a play-by-play basis high school athletics. We will be back at it coming up in just a few weeks' time when the basketball season gets underway. We will be covering high school girls and boys basketball. Our first broadcast will involve the Marathon High School girls basketball team in just a few weeks. We will also be covering Newman Catholic boys and girls basketball, Wausau West boys and girls basketball, Wausau West hockey as well, and the Central Wisconsin Storm hockey team. So again, it's going to be a very busy winter sports season right here on Bow Falls Radio. A few other teams from our area that were in action on Friday night in high school football. The season ended for the D.C. Everest Evergreens. The Evergreens were a number 4 seed in Division 1. They traveled to number they were number 5 seeded, I should say. They traveled to number 4 seeded Nina Friday night, and Nina was able to roll past D.C. Everest by a score of 54-28. So D.C. Everest saw their season come to an end. It was much more successful for Mosinee on Friday night. Mosinee now 9-1 on the season. The Indians defeated Bloomer by a score of 55-16 on Friday night. So Mosinee, number 2 seed in their bracket. They will take on number 6 seeded Somerset. Number 6 Somerset upset number 3 Oconto Falls in that Division 4 first round matchup, 38-12. So Somerset at Mosinee, 7 o'clock kickoff on Friday night in Mosinee. In Division 7, it was a tough end of the season for the Abbotsford Falcons. Abbotsford was a number 2 seed, but in the end, they were upset. Number 7 seeded loss for the Abbey Falcons. And actually, I should say in Division 6, that was much like a Marathon in Auburndale. Abbotsford in Division 6 lost to number 7 seeded Cadott by a score of 22-20 in Abbotsford on Friday night. So tough way for the season to end for the Abbotsford Falcons. The Edgar Wildcats are still marching on in Division 7. Edgar, a number 2 seed, they shut out Glenwood City 36-0 on Friday night, and they will take on the defending state champions, Regis, Eau Claire Regis. Regis a year ago eliminated Edgar. That game was played in Eau Claire. This time the Wildcats will be hosting Regis Friday night in probably one of the most watched games around the state of Wisconsin. So those are just a few of the teams that were in action over the weekend in high school football. Excuse me. On Saturday, it was the Wisconsin Badgers in action. Boy, it was looking pretty bleak for Bucky for much of the afternoon, much like last week when the Badgers lost to Iowa. The Illinois Fighting Illini had a two-score lead on the Badgers in the fourth quarter, 21-7, but Wisconsin would outscore Illinois 18-0 and win it in the final seconds, 25-21. So Wisconsin, a big win. They're now 5-2 overall. They will get set for a big matchup against one of the top teams in the country Saturday night as Ohio State comes into Camp Randall Stadium. It'll be a primetime game Saturday night. Ohio State at Wisconsin, a huge one for Wisconsin to try and earn a spot in the Big Ten championship game right now. With Iowa losing to Minnesota on Saturday, the Badgers' hopes of winning the Big Ten West had a big, big help on Saturday, but they're going to have to find a way against Ohio State coming up on Saturday night. And then yesterday, it looked like maybe it was going to be back-to-back days for big comebacks. We said the Badgers had the big comeback, and then yesterday the Packers tried to have the big comeback. But in the end, the Packers, after coming from behind, taking the lead late in the fourth quarter against Denver, saw the Broncos come back, hit a 52-yard field goal in the last couple of minutes, and then the Packers could not do anything on their final drive, and Denver earned a 19-17 win. So the Packers continue to struggle. Green Bay has now lost three games in a row, and the Packers are now 2-4 on the season. So Packers need to turn it around quickly, as right now the Bears even have a couple of wins after their win against Las Vegas yesterday. So again, mixed bag in terms of sports over the weekend. Coming up in just a few minutes, again, a very important, I think, discussion. We're going to be talking to Dr. Gretel Stock. She is from UWSP, a university college dean. She is also the dean that oversees the UW-Stevens Point at Wausau campus. And, of course, if you're familiar with UWSP at Wausau, it was the former University of Wisconsin-Marathon County. Just a few years ago, there was a reconsolidation of the two-year campuses around the state of Wisconsin, where the major four-year campuses basically took under their umbrella the two-year campuses in their part of the state. And in this part of the state, that meant that UW-Marathon County and UW-Marshfield-Wood County were put under the UW-Stevens Point banner. And we are starting to see some very significant, I would say, worrisome signs that maybe these campuses, the two-year campuses, might ultimately be going away. Because just last week, some big announcements were made. We had previously been hearing about, and I hope you've been tuned in to Todd Alba, who's on from noon until 2 starting today. He's been talking a lot about what's been going on at UW-Richland County. It's UW-Platteville at Richland, but it used to be UW-Richland Center. And like myself, he is somebody that actually went to that school when younger. I went to UW-Marathon County when I was younger, and Todd went to UW-Richland Center. And about a year ago, it was announced that UW-Richland Center was ending all in-student learning. And just last week, it was announced that the next step was being taken, that UW-Richland was being closed entirely at the end of the school year. But not only that, but, UW-Oshkosh at Fond du Lac, UW-Milwaukee at Washington County, a couple of other two-year campuses will be ending in-person classes in June of next year. And if it's like UW-Richland, that could be the first step towards it ending completely, closing down completely. That's what we saw with Richland. Saw it end in-person classes, and now it's closing down completely. And Fond du Lac in Washington County ending in-person classes at the end of this school year. What's to stop it from happening here in Wausau? Right now, the campus in Wausau has 575 students. It's not as many as when I was going to school, but is there any kind of recruitment being done to come to Wausau? Not just to come to UWSP and then count them all in terms of campus as one campus. You have to have a focus on these individual two-year campuses, whether UWSP at Wausau or UWSP at Marshfield. I'm going to ask whether or not there are any true recruiting going on here in central Wisconsin to Wausau or Marshfield. Also, why has some of the special aspects of what was UW-Marathon County gone away? I mentioned that we used to have two theatrical productions every year. We had Dr. Sarah Rudolph on our program last week as she was talking about her role in Arsenic and Old Lace. And I was talking to her about, because I was a part of her first show back in 1991, long time ago. But Sarah would have a show in the fall and a show in the spring. Special productions, always at UW-Marathon County, giving opportunities to students and also community members. I'm going to ask Dr. Gretel Stock about why we don't see any theatrical productions as well. So again, it's going to be an interesting discussion. Dr. Gretel Stock talking about the UWSP at Wausau campus coming up next. We're going to take a quick break, have a news update, and then come back and talk to Dr. Stock. I'm Chad Holmes. Overcast skies, 42 degrees in Wausau. Glad you could join me here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Can you put your hands in your head? Oh, no. I said dreamer. Nothing but a dreamer. Can you put your hands in your head? Oh, no. I said fall. What a day, a year, a life it is. You. Well, you know, you had it coming to you. Now, there's not a lot I can. Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Chad Holmes with you here on this Monday morning. We've been following, especially Todd Alba, the UW system story involving two-year campuses. UW Richland Center has gone from ending in person to closing completely at the end of the school year. And UW Oshkosh at Fond du Lac and UW Milwaukee at Washington County have both announced they will be going away from in-person learning at the end of this school year. And we are wondering about what happens here in Wausau. UW Stevens Point at Wausau, and to talk about it is Dr. Gretel Stock. She is the University College Dean overseeing UWSP at Wausau's campus. And first of all, Dr. Stock, thank you very much for joining us.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Let's talk immediately about the issue involving the two-year campuses. UW Richland going from sending in-person to closing completely, and then the issues in Fond du Lac and Washington County ending in-person classes in June of 2024. UW System President Jay Rothman cites market challenges and plummeting enrollment numbers. Could you talk a little bit about the issues right now involving the two-year schools?
Well, I think President Rothman has covered that information pretty well. He's talked about the market challenges, he's talked about enrollment, talked about the state climate. And I think he said it's a tough time to be a UW employee. I think what we're focusing on is giving space to our teams to share their concerns, but really staying focused on serving our students and supporting our communities. That's what the Wisconsin idea is about, and that's what we remain focused on at UW Stevens Point in all of our communities.
Talking about Jay Rothman again, he's directed chancellors managing the remaining campuses to evaluate their long-term viability, talking about these two-year campuses. This was in a letter that he delivered back in April. Has UWSP been proceeding in response to that request involving the campuses in Wausau and Marshfield?
Well, so we have been proactively formulating strategies to support our campuses for a long time now. This is just President Rothman is now directing us to do that work, and we are happy to say that we've been doing it and will continuing to do it. Our focus is developing new academic programs that meet the needs of our Wausau area students and workforce, things like degree completion, different delivery formats, credentials that respond to our community partners and market data needs. And so we plan on continuing to partner with educational, artistic, and other agencies and companies to be a vibrant and innovative resource. So our planning has continued on that front, and we certainly welcome the direction and focus of President Rothman to ensure that all of us and our sibling institutions are focusing on this work.
How does UWSP look at the campus in Wausau? I guess I would ask that because I was a student at UW-Marathon County when it was UW-Marathon County. I found it to be an incredible resource for me after I had left high school here in the Wausau area. And when the change occurred a few years back, I think there was a lot of folks who have had a history within that university and those here in this community that did not see that as a positive, that it was almost put upon the plate of UWSP as opposed to what it had been in its own part of the UW system. How does UW Stevens Point look at these campuses that are not the main campus in Stevens Point?
Sure. So we take a one university, three locations approach. So we serve multiple communities in the region, and we're very fortunate in that the original Marathon and Wood County campuses covered a very similar area that we cover and serve as a university. So as one university with three locations, we think about what do our communities need and how can we provide them resources in order to be successful. We're definitely still Wausau's university and plan to continue to be. We also see the all of our campuses as an opportunity for folks in those communities to further their educational lives, further their exploration of what it is to be a citizen, what is it to be an artist, what is it to be an individual working in a company or an organization. So we are still very focused on strong undergraduate pathways for students in their first years exploring college, or those who want to start a four-year degree, including most of Stevens Point programs, engineering degrees, business degrees, and others. So we are very committed to that history of a strong undergraduate pathway for students. We also have been expanding into bachelor's programs, organizational leadership, multidisciplinary studies, our business degree, graduate programs. So we are really excited about, again, that one university in three locations, making sure that we're offering program opportunities that our communities need.
Again, we're talking to Dr. Gretel Stock, who is the University College Dean and the Dean overseeing UWSP at Wausau, here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. You mentioned the term art and artist a couple of times already, and I want to kind of specifically ask you about something, because, as I said, I have a history at that university. I know, actually, I had on this very program last week the former director of theater at UW-Marathon County, who had put on incredible productions twice a year, every year for the past couple of decades, and now we don't see those. We have a beautiful new facility, basically, here in Wausau that's not used in that way anymore. We lost that, and there was a concern on that end. In terms of having Wausau be that vibrant campus, having what it had in terms of the arts, that's not there anymore. Could you explain why we don't see, say, theater productions anymore in Wausau that we did multiple times a year in the past?
Sure, absolutely. So in terms of arts programming, we do still have quite a few arts-based programming on the campus. So I want to make sure that listeners know that we have our music concerts, we have our choirs that come, we bring in speakers, we have our Hank Talks lecture series where we talk about both creative and technical topics that our faculty are talking about that serve the communities. We also have community programs using our facilities, such as the art buildings, doing book art programs, doing exploration programs for both young and old members of the community. So we do have a strong commitment to the arts. In terms of the offering a theater program on the campus, our student body has changed and shifted. So have our opportunities for launching a full production several times a year on all of our campuses. But what we are doing is working with our College of Fine Arts and Communication. They have brought a staged reading series that they've done for years. They bring up to the campuses, all of the campuses, to have that opportunity for people to experience theater in that way, working with them on some future development. And we still rent the theater to many of our community arts organizations. So our goal is really to be a cultural center and a cultural resource. And whatever that form takes, shifts and changes over time, as resources do, we're committed to being a cultural support entity in the community of Wausau.
What does it mean in terms of the two-year campuses that we have seen in the past year? Number one, UW-Richland going from ending in person now to announcing they're closing completely, and now UW-Oshkosh at Fond du Lac and UW-Milwaukee at Washington County going away from in-person teaching. I can't imagine that that's, you know, unique in itself in terms of the future of these campuses, because you were seeing now three campuses go in that direction. Is that a sense that the UW system is going in that direction of, for lack of a better term, cutting some of these two-year campuses? And is there a worry here in this part of the state, in central Wisconsin, in Marathon County, in Wausau, that this could happen in Wausau to UWSP at Wausau?
So, you know, people can worry, certainly, I mentioned at the beginning, it's a tough time to be a UW employee. It's a tough time in many of our communities as economic conditions are different for different folks, right? So I also don't want to speak for our sibling institutions, the UW system. All of our 13 regional comprehensive campuses and the branch campuses that many of them are connected to are all in different markets and facing different circumstances. Of course, there's some themes, right, that you see from some of the ones that are having challenges, but if you dig into the situation, they're all a little different. So that's part of why we're primarily staying focused on making sure we have a diverse program array, that we're serving economic needs that are raised by our communities, and that we're continuing to find innovative ways to partner with community entities to utilize our expertise, to utilize our faculty, and that our university, that we're still, again, the University of Central Wisconsin and the university for the Wausau community.
One aspect that my colleague from Richland Center has talked about in the last year is how the recruiter for that campus left and the parent campus refused to bring in another recruiter. And it all became a bit of a self-prophetic end to that campus. How do you look at, how do you recruit for Wausau, for UWSP? Is it a case where, as you said, you have, you know, three campuses and under one umbrella, and but in terms of making sure that the number of students here in Wausau remains at a level that, as I think it's been discussed by Mr. Rothman and the others within the system, that to make it, you know, to be able to get past the market challenges. How do you guys, how do you go about the recruitment of students here in Wausau as compared to maybe to the main campus in Stevens Point?
Sure. Well, you'd have to talk to my colleagues in admissions for some of that information, right? Because they are the ones who are the experts in bringing students in. In fact, as a university, our enrollment is up, and we're very proud of all the work that our admissions colleagues have done. So, as one university in three locations, we work with students to find out what part of the educational journey is important to them. Is it important to them to be close to home? Is it important to them to explore in some smaller class sizes or in a location that's right in their backyard? Do they have transportation or other logistics issues that would keep them from coming to Stevens Point? Or are they looking to explore in a way that makes Wausau make sense to them? I mean, we really recruit the students. We don't don't kind of shovel everybody in the door, right? We, mm-hmm. we really recruit students who are going to have the best opportunity at the campus that they are coming to, and it meets both their personal and professional goals to be there. So we really focus on the life of the student and try to make sure that we help them make a decision that works best for them.
In our last few minutes, another statement that Mr. Rothman had said about basically these campuses justifying themselves. When UWSP has been looking at this, have you been able to find the areas that the campuses, specifically here in Wausau and your other campuses as well in Marshfield, have been able to justify themselves? Is there confidence that the benchmarks that, whether it's the UW system as a whole or whether it's UWSP looking at these campuses, have they been able to justify themselves after Mr. Rothman asked you to do that?
Sure. Well, you know, as I've been saying, we've been staying focused on that spread growth strategy. One of the things that we're very proud of all three of our campuses is that we serve our communities. We are a university that prides itself on experiential learning, on being in the community, working with organizations large and small all across the three primary communities we serve, as well as where we have campuses, as well as communities in the region. So we know that we are hitting that mark in terms of partnering with partners where we have strength, where we have the ability to contribute, building areas, partnering with our other educational partners in the area like NTC and Midstate. We have great partnerships with them on academic programs and on economic development efforts. So we see ourselves as meeting the mark in terms of meeting community needs. And I think that's the foundation of our colleges, our two branch campuses. That's the foundation of the UW system. So I think we're meeting those benchmarks.
To wrap it up, as you said, and I appreciate the time, number one, that there are so many challenges going on now within the UW system. I guess as we look into the near future, because it's hard to always look at the very far future, is the University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point at Wausau campus right now still very much a part of the future thoughts of UWSP as we move into the near future?
Yeah, absolutely. We are planning again as one university in three locations. We're taking steps towards that. We're making sure that we have the resources we need to build and support the programs that we have on the campuses towards a variety of traditional students, adult students, making sure our undergraduate pathways are solid, and making sure that we're connecting students with the educational experience they need to meet their life goals. So, yeah, absolutely. We are definitely still one university and three locations, and that includes the great community of Wausau.
That is fantastic to hear it. As I said, it was a very important place in my life in terms of getting me to where I am today. And I'm hoping that for others here in Central Wisconsin continues to be a very important aspect of their lives in the future. But Dr. Gretel Stock, again, University College Dean and the Dean overseeing the UWSP at Wausau campus, really appreciate you coming on, answering these questions, because it has been, I think, the last couple of weeks and actually the last year or so, been a lot of question marks about two-year campuses, and really appreciate you spending a little bit of time with us.
Glad I could come on and talk with you and your listeners.
Dr. Gretel Stock, University College Dean and Dean overseeing UWSP at Wausau campus. More to come here on Gold Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230.
Chad Holmes with you on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Again, thanks to Dr. Gretel Stock, University College Dean and Dean overseeing the UWSP at Wausau campus, for joining us today. A few thoughts about what we were just talking about. And again, I appreciate the opportunity to talk to her. Tried to get some important questions in during the time allotted for our discussion. A couple of things that kind of jump out. I don't really feel as though that we're any more secure in terms of the future of these two-year campuses. And I'm not just talking about UWSP at Wausau. I'm talking about all the campuses that are remaining in the UW system, whether it's Wausau, Marshfield, or anywhere else, Barron County, wherever you are talking about these campuses, that this is not a case we're seeing three campuses and, everything else will stay the same. There seems to be a road that we're heading down, and that's rather treacherous, I think, for education in the state of Wisconsin. And I do have concerns over some comments that Jay Rothman has made. And I know Rothman is trying to push back as well as he can without burning bridges with the majority in the state legislature, specifically Robin Voss. But saying that market challenges and plummeting enrollments are the reason for these closures, and I think that while not closing completely the campuses in Fond du Lac and Washington County, if we've learned anything from what we've seen at UW-Richland Center, that odds are these campuses are closing. And a couple of points that I want to kind of talk about that were made in the conversation we just heard with Dr. Stock. I asked about basically the change from UW-Marathon County to UWSP at Wausau in terms of having a campus here that is the focus of Wausau, the focus of Central Wisconsin, and not just sort of a offshoot of UWSP. We had a campus that had its own identity, its own way of going about things in terms of, as I mentioned, the theater department and others here in Wausau that changed. Once it became UWSP at Wausau, we never saw any more theater performances. And I think the idea that it was a changing student body and the way that the students, looked demographically is, I thought, a little bit I don't have the specifics in front of me, so I could not push back real hard on that, but I don't think that was the issue in terms of why we don't see the students at UW-SP-Owosso getting the same opportunities that I had back when I was going to school at UWMC. And also, I thought it was important to talk about the recruitment aspect, because Todd Alba talked about a number of months ago, and he actually focused on this rather significantly, about how Richland Center lost their recruiter. And there were a couple of moves made by folks in that community to replace the recruiter. But basically, Platteville refused to heed offers from people within Richland Center to help the recruiting. And then all of a sudden, you see the number of students in that university plummet. And then all of a sudden, well, we don't have any students here anymore, so I guess we can close it down. Again, self-fulfilling prophecies. And right now, there are many more students at the campus here at UW-SP-Owosso, according to the website, 575 students currently here at the Owosso campus. But there's no guarantees that's going to stay the same. And in fact, you know, it's much fewer than there was in decades past when I was going to school here. But the thing about it is, the idea of, again, having this, as she stated a couple of different times, being one campus in three locations. And that basically, when responding to my question about recruiting, saying it's one campus in three locations and they're not really focusing on recruiting students to come to the Owosso campus. I think that is a red flag. I think that is something that could ultimately come back and bite you, because if it doesn't matter whether or not a student is going to UWSP or to UWSP at Owosso or UWSP at Marshfield, ultimately it makes the campuses, the offshoots of the main campus, less important. Because as long as they're going to UWSP, it doesn't really matter whether or not they're going to Owosso or Marshfield. Well, in a sense, it does matter, especially for this community, for the Marshfield community. If you're not recruiting students to come to these campuses and just recruiting them to UWSP, and I'm sure there are recruiters in the main office at UWSP, if they're not talking about going to UW-Owosso or UW-Marshfield, UWSP at Owosso, UWSP at Marshfield, and then they do come to UWSP, the main campus, in the end, it doesn't matter. In the end, at some point you say, well, I mean, only a couple of hundred students are going to Owosso or a couple hundred students are going to Marshfield. Why don't we just shut them down and bring them all to Stevens Point? I think in some cases that was the attitude at Platteville when it came to Richland Center. That it doesn't matter where they go to school as long as they come to Platteville, UW-Platteville. It could be called UW-Platteville, wherever, at Richland Center, whatever. But in the end, it doesn't really matter. And if we're able to, and I think from some of the discussions that I've heard that Todd Alba's had with folks down in that part of the state, there was a sense that Platteville really had no want of having control of that campus, that it was just, for lack of a better term, an inconvenience. I don't get the sense at this point that the Owosso campus is an inconvenience to Stevens Point, or the Marshfield campus is an inconvenience to a UWSP, but I don't know. I'm not sure about that. And if they just want to have the campus at UW-Stevens Point prosper, number one, that could be a concern. Again, I don't know what the internal discussions are in Stevens Point, whether or not they wanted to have control of the Owosso campus, whether they wanted control of the Marshfield campus. I never got the sense that these schools really wanted that the UW system decided to put these umbrellas over these campuses. But again, if you don't have specific recruiting for these campuses, I think that could be a major issue. So again, I think this is a discussion that will continue. Dr. Stock told me afterwards to please reach out again for questions, and I plan on doing that as we get further information on where we're heading with the UW campuses and also the UW campus here in Owosso as well. So again, it will be an ongoing discussion, but last week was, I thought, a difficult week for the UW system, and wanted to make sure that we got some information out concerning our campus here in Owosso. We're coming up on 9 o'clock at 9:06. We'll be talking to Jennifer Vuchiski about the weather from Weatherology. At 9:33, we'll be joined by Civic Media's Jimmy Cuska to talk a little bit about high school football as the playoffs continue. So, again, lots still to come. I'm Chad Holmes, Chad Holmes Show, Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230.